I want Miss Shelby to sing for us. I appreciate Miss Shelby. She's a blessing to Calvary Baptist Church. Played that piano for many, many years. Teaches a lot of young people, boys and girls alike, how to play a piano. Her life's going to live on in the lives of many. And I appreciate her faithfulness and her dedication to the Lord. So I want you to sing for me. What do you need? Brother Kurt, if you can come up here, and Miss Janice, Miss Shelby wants y'all to come up here. I didn't realize Brother Kurt was here. We've been praying for him. Amen.
Yesterday morning, Preacher Steins was preaching, "Do you have a story?"
Testing.
And I thought, I have a story. In fact, I have many stories. But I have one story that's brought me through all these other stories. And this is my favorite song. I love to sing it. I wanted it at my funeral. And it's my story to tell about Jesus every day, to sing about him every day. I remember that I went through years of doubting. And I remember the night that God gave me that blessed assurance. And I want everybody to stand, and when I do the chorus, I want you to sing with me.
Story.
seated. Don't you appreciate that singing? Amen. It always amazes me that little blind woman wrote that song, Fanny Crosby. She couldn't see nothing naturally, but she sung about watching for the Lord a coming. She made reference to those echoes of mercy and whispers of love. A blind person has sensitive hearing. And she said, I in my Savior am happy and blessed. I want to tell you, if you just get your eyes on Him, you don't have to worry about what others think about you. I'm just going to be happy in Jesus. They can label me whatever they want to label me. They can say what they want to say. I've been saved by grace. Got joy in my heart. Eternal life is my title deed. I'm headed for a better country. And I'm enjoying the trip. Amen. You can grumble and gripe all the way you want to, but I'm going to enjoy being headed toward heaven.